You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Thank you very much, Recircle, and Mordena Penelope Noir. How are you today?
Mordena, I'm good, thank you.
I'm so excited to talk about what we're talking about today, but before we do get into it, should let people know that I've got a very cool prize thanks to our pals at Recircle who kindly sponsor the segment. They are a great secondhand goods shop, which you can sell clothes, you can sell all sorts of bits and pieces at, just on Galatos Street opposite the venue there. And they have offered us some shelf space for one of you. So if you want $100 worth of shelf space to sell your bits and pieces, then you can text us, Recircle, your name and your B card number, and let me know what you would be selling. And I'm very keen to hear about it. You've been selling a few bits and pieces there.
I haven't put them in yet, but I went to have a look and I really loved it.
It's a gorgeous space, eh?
It's like a secondhand supermarket.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it's just a beautiful building as well. They're really friendly.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it, guys. Go check it out. We're talking cowboys.
Yes.
Yeehaw.
Specifically, I guess, Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter just came out, and so I thought I would look into what's happening around fashion around that. And I thought, it must be cowboy core now. But in actual fact, it started with Lil Nas and Old Town Road.
Really brought it back into the zeitgeist, eh?
So it's been going since about 2019, and it's quite interesting because I think most people know that with country music, they are so specific about what is country music and what isn't, you know.
Pedantic.
Yeah. And they're kind of like, you know, Taylor Swift was once considered country, but now is pop.
Love to watch videos of Taylor Swift when she was in her country era and the accent that she was doing at the time, where she's just like, she's just doing a voice. It's kind of great. And they talk about authenticity, but it's all a big performance, you know, it's all part of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when I saw her at Spark years ago, there were a lot of cowboy hats there. Apparently, like Harry Styles, it was all pink cowboy hats.
Yes.
Beyoncé's disco ball hat that she's wearing on the cover, I think, is sequined, and it was made by a woman called Abby Mesbin, and it was $285 from Etsy, and it sold out within 2 hours after the Renaissance tour was announced. So that was kind of like
It was the bridging fashion item between Renaissance and this cowboy card era. It's crazy how when Beyoncé, you know, releases an album, it does, you know, it earthquakes in pop culture. Like, there's nothing that's not sort of impacted by the discourse around it, you know?
Yeah, so I was reading an article on the business of fashion by a woman called Sheena Butler-Young, and it's Western wear was already big, then Beyoncé released Cowboy Carter. And kind of like the key points are that Beyoncé embraces country, is changing the idea of what Western wear can look like and who can wear it. Brands that specialise in cowboy boots, belts and denim are generally taking a cautious approach to their moment in the spotlight, not to become the latest core, but of course that's happened.
Oh yeah.
So for instance, there is a cowboy boot company called Lucas, I think is how you pronounce it. It's 141 years old. It's a Dallas-based brand, and it's name-checked in a Beyoncé song. They have, so each pair of boots, 180 to 200 pairs of hands touch that.
Wow.
Right,
wow.
So Austin Ripmaster, vice president of brand communications, wants to remain modest, so it's not some fleeting core. Don't bend to trend is his
kind
of motto.
Don't bend to trend.
But he did say that they are seeing it's 25 to 45-year-old female clients, millennial trailblazers is what they're called.
Oh, yes.
Which happens to be Beyoncé's core fan base.
It is, yes.
Yeah. And, of course, fast fashion is jumping on the bandwagon with retailers logging sales with Beyoncé in every fashion-forward mood, that sort of thing. One of the things that I kind of want to point out, which I found quite interesting, is I read two articles and they had different statistics. One in eight cowboys and then another one in four cowboys were African-American.
True.
Which is not something that I knew.
No.
And we're seeing that kind of being represented in things like Yellowstone,
yep,
TV shows. And, of course, Coachella has always kind of had a coastal cowgirl kind of thing.
Yeah.
TikTok is crazy. There's even a ramen cowboy corps.
Ramen cowboy corps. What is ramen cowboy corps?
I can't even describe what that was, but they were like wearing an aviator jacket and it was like, huh?
Okay. Oh. Is that sort of somehow like spaghetti western but ramen noodle? I don't know what's going on there, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, and also like Barbie and Ken in the Barbie movie, when they come to the real world, they don western wear.
Yeah, it's really interesting because basically since that little pop culture moment, like, what was it now, 7 years ago with Lil Nas X, it hasn't gone away. It's just kept bubbling in a way that I think maybe Western stuff hasn't hit the mainstream for a long time. You know, it's a fascinating little subculture
as well. The space cowboy cowgirl thing was like so random. It just came up like 2018, 2019, and I partook.
Did you now? Did you have shiny boots?
It was Halloween, but yes, I did.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I just had a look at the Lucas A Bootmaker website. If you wanted a pair of sort of like mid-calf boots, $895 US dollars.
It's kind of giving the Birkin. Like, they're like, you have to be a real one to get these.
Yeah, I actually did visit a famous cowboy boot store, and I can't remember where it was and if it was that one when I went to the States a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, you know, goths and cowboy boots. And then I decided, yeah. So then I bought some.
Yeah.
But they were so uncomfortable that I had to sell them pretty much straight away when I came back.
I mean, it's one of those things, I think you have to live in them for them to be, like, actually wearable. It's a bit like the Doc Marten thing.
Yeah.
You have to put them through their paces before they're actually functional shoes.
Yeah,
you know?
See, Doc Marten I could get, you know, I could handle, but cowboy boots, no.
It's too hard.
Knee-haw.
Knee-haw for you.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I guess the other thing is there's a long history of Black and Native American cowboys. However, Western identity became synonymous with white, male, Southern and conservative, and that's completely being changed. One of the things that I'm concerned about that I hope doesn't really come back is chaps.
Chaps. We don't need the return of chaps.
Chaps with, like, no other pants underneath is just horrifying to me.
It's fun at a particular club night, I feel, but, like, just out and about on a Friday afternoon, we don't need that.
Yeah, there is a, like, a infamous kind of story about a musician from years and years and years ago who wore leather chaps and nothing else walking down K Road and got arrested.
I was going to say,
in the 90s.
I can see how you know exactly who it is and how you're very carefully not saying who it is, but someone on the text machine, I'm sure, will text in and tell me. Speaking of the bit of yeehaw, BFM yeehaw, we've got a bit of Darcy Clay Jolene lined up here. It has to be done, given the, you know, the discourse at the moment. Thank you for bringing us a bit of cowboy this morning. It's a fascinating world and it keeps on re-rearing its head. It'll be interesting to see how this iteration of it plays out in fashion. Thank you, Penny. We will see you very soon. And thank you, Recircle.
Okay, now Jolene, you put the gun down, step away from the vehicle, so damn thing will be off real quick, it's a jailbird.
Jolene, begging of you, please don't take the man. Jolene, don't you take him just because of you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of golden hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. She can only be you, Jolene. You talk about him in your sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when you call his name, Jolene. I could easily understand how you could easily take a man, but you don't know what he means to her, Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take a man. Jolene.
on her Jojo Lane.
That was, of course, Darcy Clay with Jolene. We just got a call from a guy who's got a pair of Lucas cowboy boots, which he's never worn, that his cousin brought him back from the States. He says he takes them out of the box once a year to just kind of check them out because they're so stunning, but they're so uncomfortable that he's never worn them. So
yeah, it's like walking on, like the heel is almost like wood, and so that's what hurt the most, and they're so stiff.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, black and brown ones are the ones that are selling at the moment as people ease on into the loudness of the other versions.
You just wait. You just wait. Thank you very much, Penny.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.